Dutch police raided a house in The Hague today, arresting two terrorism suspects. A third was arrested later in the city of Utrecht. Today's operation came hours after the funeral of a controversial filmmaker, Theo van Gogh. Van Gogh was murdered in Amsterdam by a suspected Islamist extremist a week ago. In just 1 week, the Netherlands has undergone a spate of religiously motivated attacks, shaking a country that has long prided itself on being a beacon of ethnic and religious tolerance. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli joins us now from Amsterdam. Sylvia, how did today's events in The Hague unfold?
Well, it all started in the middle of the night at about 3 a.m. local time, when Dutch police tried to arrest some suspects in a building in an immigrant neighborhood in The Hague. The suspects threw a hand grenade at the police. It exploded, injuring three officers, one seriously. The neighborhood was sealed off. The airspace over The Hague, which is the capital of the Netherlands, was closed to small airplanes. Police snipers were posted on rooftops, and anti-terrorism forces were deployed at the scene. Now, much of the country followed the standoff on television, and one witness told a TV reporter she heard some people in the house yelling, "I'll chop your head off." Police gave very little information about exactly what was going on throughout the day. And 15 hours after it started, after the standoff started, special police unit entered the building, arrested two people, and a third, as you said, was detained in the city of Utrecht.
Was this anti-terror operation linked directly to last week's murder of Theo van Gogh?
Well, authorities have been extremely tight-lipped. They've given no details other than saying that the arrests were part of an anti-terrorism investigation. Yeah, but, you know, the Van Gogh murder and the arrest of six suspects in that case, including the alleged killer, who is a Dutch citizen of Moroccan origin, who had recently embraced fundamentalist Islam, have strongly polarized the Dutch population. There have been more than a dozen arson attacks against churches and mosques. An Islamic school was bombed Monday. Another one was burned down yesterday. And in addition, a little-known Islamist group has threatened to hit the Netherlands if the attacks on Muslim buildings don't stop. And the country has also received threats from Islamic militants over the presence of 1,300 of its troops in Iraq.
The Netherlands has a very large Muslim population. How are Muslim and non-Muslim communities responding to all of this?
Well, the events of the last week have really shaken the country. The Netherlands has always been convinced that it was in the vanguard of multi-ethnic and multicultural coexistence. There are about 1 million Muslims among a population of 16 million. But actually, tensions had already begun to surface after 9/11. And in recent months, Dutch officials had begun to question a decades-old policy of government largesse that has had the unintended consequence of creating separate linguistic, religious, and ethnic enclaves. New legislation now requires new immigrants to take Dutch language and culture courses to better integrate in the society, and there are proposals to curb the custom of some Muslim communities of importing spouses for arranged marriages here in the Netherlands. So now with the latest actions and the growing radicalization of disaffected and disenfranchised Muslim youth, there's great anxiety in both communities. All of a sudden, they're looking at each other, fearing they may never have fully understood each other.
Thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you.
Sylvia Pajoli speaking to us from Amsterdam.